Well, this is my third Finnish summer. I guess it's starting now. I remember the first; it was very tough. But this summer is actually starting quite nice. I have my summer holidays in the summer break in 24th June. I will spend one nice month in Portugal. But here in south of Finland, actually, the summer is quite well. It's very pleasant, even if today is not a good example of
Yeah,
that.
yeah. Well, there is now less than 2 weeks then the World Cup will start. How much are you looking forward to that?
Actually, I think okay, all the Portuguese people is always waiting so much about this this competition. Is of course the most seen competition in the world, in the sports world actually also. And of course we as the a country that normally don't have much more success in the other sports, so we always bet a lot in this type of competition. Is also in Brazil, so it's like our brother country. They speak the same language. We share a lot of common things, and of course, all the people is very eager to see this World Cup starts. Even if I don't know if you notice, but our how to say, the last generation that gave us a lot of win victories and whatever, it's unfortunately we are renewing the team. So unfortunately, in this World Cup, I think the expectations of the Portuguese people are not so big like the last Euro Cup and World Cup.
Yeah. Have you already talked with your friends from Portugal about these few coming games?
Actually not, and I must say you why, because this year you know that in Portugal there is a club called Benfica, and in 10 million people, 6 million are from Benfica, and actually we have several millions of actually also outside of Portugal. So this year Benfica went until the final again of Euro Cup, and the people were so enthusiastic and so happy because Benfica also got the national title that I think the people forgot a little bit the rest of competitions. And also we saw Ronaldo in the Champions League final. So I think only now the things are coming again, and the people are very enthusiastic starting from now, because the last months it was so great to Benfica and Ronaldo and the Portuguese players, clubs, etc. So this year is being a little bit different, I think. And I didn't spoke so much about the national team, but more about clubs and yeah, competitions.
Yeah, you have graduated from university as a coach. How much personnel you wait for the coming games?
I'm sorry, the question.
How much you will wait personally the coming games in Brazil? Do you wait for looking forward?
About me, of course I'm a Portuguese citizen with a lot of proud, of course. I'm not, but I'm not a fanatic, of course. I like to see good shows and good games. I hope our team make a wonderful World Cup. And yeah, I'm looking forward. But you know that in Finland the season of football is now in the middle. So actually, I'm so focused in Palmeiras United, and because it's our big goal to be promoted again this year, that of course I must focus in my work first. And but of course, like all the Portuguese people, we are looking forward to see our national team to make something.
Yeah, if we talk a little bit about Team Portugal, how you have development your game, it seems like 19s you never make to the World Cups, but now you have been in every cup in 21st century. What do you think as a coach, what is the biggest reason for that?
Yeah, so I have, this is actually a good question, and I'm very proud to say that, because I'm a coach also, that it was not the quality of the players that changed, but the quality of the coaches. So in the 80s, you know that, okay, historical, we were a little bit late in the 70s because our dictator Salazar don't allow the most of the people to study, to develop themselves intellectually, you understand? And it was very difficult to build coaches from that, you understand? The sports universities didn't exist, actually. And we were like in the dark age, in the 80s and beginning of 90s. Fortunately, there is this coach, Carlos Queiroz, I think you heard about. He built this, what we call the gold generation of very talented players like Figo, João Pinto, Rui Costa, Paulo Sousa. And they won the World Cup of Junior World Cup in Saudi Arabia in 90-something. And then again in Lisbon. And that generation was the... was very, how to say, very famous because to practice a wonderful football. But the truth is, they were coached by professors. They were scouted and chosen because their, how to say, the technical skills and not another type of thing, you understand? So this generation was the first. But of course, it was a big work from this new generation of coaches because Portugal always had amazing players. And actually in the 90s, we had this amazing player that is considered the best player ever in the Athletic Madrid, Futre, Paulo Futre. I don't know if you know, a very the most amazing left foot I saw maybe. Okay, Messi can compare, of course, but that's it. And the problem is in this, or the good thing in this moment is, and you can see, and that's why I said you it was a wonderful question, because today, and we will go to World Cup with, in my opinion, the less talented generation of players that we had in my time of life, in 28 years old. We have Ronaldo, of course, and Moutinho is okay, but the rest are reasonable players, not big stars. And of course, if we are now in the ranking in fourth place in FIFA, it is the best ever. So if that is not about the players, it must be about the coaches. So the development of the coaches was amazing in the last year, especially after Mourinho make his debut in 2001.